Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm getting an update from Novo Resources talking about some upgraded drill results at the Nunnery North asset, as well as a follow-up program at Nunnery North, as well as in Karratha. I am chatting with Mike Spreadborough, Executive Co-Chairman at Novo Resources. Novo is traded on the TSX under the symbol NVO, on the OTCQX under the symbol NSRPF, and on the Australian Exchange under that symbol NVO. Now, Mike, let's talk about these upgraded results. So what these come from is the most recent shallow RC drill program, 30 holes, right around 2,400 meters. The larger sample method that was used to upgrade these results. Explain a little bit more what happened here comparing the original sample method to this larger sample method and the upgraded gold grades that you got.
Yeah, it's great to catch up, Corey. So our original work on this project on the surface showed presence of nuggets and coarse gold. So we were a bit surprised with the original assay results from the RC drilling that it didn't show too much coarse gold. So what we've done is take a larger sample. So as we've talked in the release, up to sometimes 4 kilograms, but really around a 2 kilogram sample, and we've re-assayed that using photon assaying techniques, which allows us to identify the coarse gold and allows that coarse gold then to be reported into the assay. So this system, as we now know, does seem to have a good percentage. We won't know until we do a lot more work of coarse gold. And by assaying a larger sample, it makes sure you statistically pick up that sample and therefore in the assay results. So we've seen great uplifts, and it's really added some really great flavor to this project.
So Mike, does this change anything about the project or future targeting moving forward, moving into the next drill program?
Well, the results have definitely got us a lot more excited. You know, we reported 6 meters at 6.12 grams, 11 meters at 2.52, 4 meters at 5.71, you know, 13 meters at 1.89. As most people would know, you know, they are very open pittable mining grades, and the work that we did last year was near surface. So that's very, very exciting for us. So it really has cemented our energy and excitement to get back there and do the second phase of the drilling program. If you recall, the first phase was only a 200 meter long part of the 2 kilometer geological zone that we're trying to map. So looking for. So this is exciting.
So since it was just that 200 meter area, you did reassay these results. Any areas, sub areas within this 200 meters that showed the higher increases in terms of grade?
No, the coarse gold distribution seems to be quite consistent. It is variable, but it is consistent across the whole 200 meter zone. So the next drilling program, we're going to extend that drilling program out from the 200 meters to the 2 kilometers and, you know, drill around 4,000 meters of reverse circulation drilling to really see if we can define the mineralization better. But we'll also do some diamond drill holes so we can do some deeper holes to understand what's happening at depth. So, you know, great fun to get out there and drill and see what the next flavor of results will be.
Okay, I want you to elaborate a little bit more on this next drill program, because quite frankly, look, this initial program, 30 holes, right around 2,400 meters, this is almost a scout drill program. It's shallow holes. When you go back with this 4,000 meter program that's planned, how do you go about testing that 2 kilometer strike, but then also going deeper? What's the balance?
Yes, the 200 meter strike length of the original program was really what we call proof of concept, really trying to drill enough holes to give us a great input into the geological model and validate the thinking of our explorationists. So now that we know that, the 2.1 kilometer work that we'll do now, you'll see wider space drilling. We've got confidence in the geology. We're really looking for the extent of mineralization, both longitudinally and laterally. There's also some interesting features in that geological zone that we will target specifically, And as I said, we'll also in a couple of areas drill some deeper holes to see if we can understand what the system does at depth. So first program proves their gold there. We've now proved that those grades are in the right framework for moving forwards. Now we'll open it up and see how big this system really is and whether it gives us more excitement and potential for the future.
So since this is, sounds like a coarse gold system, or at least you have some coarse gold in here. We've heard this from other projects in this area, even within Novo. Is there a better way to test this type of system early on, or is it simply that wide space drilling and testing a larger sample method?
Yeah, I think the wide space drilling is the right way to go. And definitely, as we've now seen, we'll use this multi-pot photon assaying system. So instead of doing one small pot for each assay, we'll use a bigger pot. So up to about 2 kilograms we'll assay per sample. And that will allow us to get a better feel of any of the coarse gold that's sitting in there. So that technique moving forwards for the rest of the program, which is, as you said, about 4,000 meters, will give us a better indication of that fine gold, but importantly, the coarse gold fraction.
So when will this follow-up program start, and approximate budget on that, please?
We hope to be drilling sometime in kind of late April, early May. We've just completed the heritage survey, and now we've got to put together logistics. We've actually had a lot of rain in that area, so one of the creeks we have to cross is almost like a pond at the moment. So there's a bit of that. But we're going towards Karratha first with our drill program in the Pilbara this year, and then we'll follow it up with Nunyerry.
Okay, let's talk about Karratha then. That drill program scheduled to take place in Q2 of this year, which is right around the corner. It said you're testing 3 prospects. It's a maiden program, about 3,500 meters. What can you tell us about these 3 prospects that will be tested?
Yeah, so this program is going to be the kickoff for our Pilbara drilling program. As people recall, the Pilbara gets very hot and we don't drill over the December, January, February, March period. So we'll be back drilling in the Pilbara in April. We'll kick off with the Karratha program. Once that's completed, we'll then move to Nunyerry North. So in Karratha, we've mapped some really strong zones of copper and base metals, and it's now time to go and do some scout drilling. So on those 3 zones, we'll go in there and drill probably a total of about 12 holes between the three zones. But here again, good results from soils, good results from mapping. The next step's going to drill some scout drilling, understand the geology, hopefully pick up some mineralization, and that'll give us an indication of where we go forward. So to us, we love this early stage drilling program. It's really exciting to kind of do all that hard work on the ground and then see what happens when you drill a hole and get the truth as you drill that hole.
Okay, since this is essentially another scout drilling program, what are you looking for? Is it higher gold grades? Is it a combo of gold and copper grades? You also say there could be platinum, palladium here. What exactly would warrant follow-up work?
Yeah, so these programs we're particularly focusing on, we see them as non-gold. So, you know, we've talked about this before. In Novo, we are a gold explorer. We've got great assets and a great gold portfolio. But we definitely say to our geologists, if you see non-gold occurrences that we think have great potential, we will always follow up because there's a great opportunity that maybe we'll want to continue on, or we'll do a joint venture, or we'll do something that allows value to come back to our shareholders. So this is exactly that. We've got 3 zones that we've identified from very good soils, and now we'll come and drill the holes. And, you know, depending on what we get, there may be other follow-up drilling, or maybe we do other things. But we're continually focused on how do we get shareholder value given the tenements that we have.
Okay. Any other exploration updates you can give us then, either on maybe that De Grey JV, any other of the projects within the portfolio?
Yeah. So obviously for the Pilbara, for us, you've heard this first half of the year, we'll be at Karratha and then we'll go to Nunyerry. Our Pilbara joint venture with De Grey, you know, the big company that's got 11 million ounces and they've got a joint venture with us. Their program will kick off shortly in April. Be a little bit different. They're probably going to do some geophysics for 4 to 6 weeks to really help the next bit of target drilling. So I would suggest probably May, June, we'll see them back drilling. But the geophysics is really important to help grow our understanding of the Besha project, which we still think is exciting. We've just finished our Victorian drilling program, and we should have some assays out of that program towards the back end of April and early May. So while people haven't seen too much news flow because it's been a bit quiet from that, you'll start to see results flow in from all of this work.
Okay. Mike, I guess final comment being cash position. I know the company has a pretty significant cash position, but also investments in public and private companies. Break that down for us, please.
So, yes, we are unique, I think, as a junior. It reflects the good work we did last year on finding, you know, some lithium potential and the joint venture we did with De Grey. We brought a lot of value into the business. So we're here at the moment with $15 million Canadian in the bank. So that's really good. That'll support our exploration program going forwards. But importantly, our investment portfolio is currently valued around 35 million Canadian. So that is made up of some Australian ASX stocks. But the two big investments are our unlisted investments in E3D, which is a 3D printing technology company in Denver. That's really exciting. People can have a look on the website for E3D Electrum. They do some fantastic stuff, and that investment that we've had for many years is definitely been fruitful and is valued quite high. And then also we have an investment in San Cristobal Mining. It's an unlisted mining project in Bolivia. San Cristobal was purchased off Sumitomo. The business is going very well, and again, that investment is very good for us. You know, it's kind of, that investment in San Cristobal is worth around 15 million Canadian at the moment. And the investment in Electrum 3D is around $20 million Canadian. So those investments are good. They will at some stage be used to support our growth profile as we look for other projects to get excited about.
All right, Mike. Thank you very much for this update. Please, everyone, keep sending me your questions for Mike and the team at Novo. I'll post a link to that news release so you can read over those upgraded results, and I'll follow up as we get more drill results that sound like they should be coming fairly soon. Mike, thank you very much for this update. I appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Corey.